Again, that severe thunderstorm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 tonight for Franklin, Jefferson, Shawnee, Douglas, and Osage counties. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this set of storms as well. It includes southeastern Topeka, the city of Lawrence, Baldwin City, Eudora, Richland, Wellsville, Perry, Lecompton, Clinton, Lone Star, Vinland, Williamstown, Grantville, Clinton Lake, Globe, and Berryton. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Heading into Election Day and the days of vote counting that will follow, misinformation and disinformation are once again major problems. One of the major social media platforms, X, owned by billionaire Elon Musk, regularly boosts election conspiracy theories. Former President Trump almost daily calls into question the integrity of the vote. But as we hear from NPR Shannon Bond, the government also is keeping an eye on bad actors abroad and moving quickly.
And we're also seeing the federal government being more proactive, calling more of the stuff out publicly. Like just last week, there was this fake video going around of ballots being torn up in the swing state of Pennsylvania. And just a day later, we had intelligence officials come out publicly and say it was a Russian fake. We just haven't seen them move that quickly before.
NPR Shannon Bond. Vice President Harris will spend election night at her alma mater, Howard University. That's according to a person familiar with her campaign plans who spoke on condition of anonymity. NPR's Deepa Shivram has more.
The HBCU is a personal location for Harris, who often talks about the impact Howard had on her identity and her desire to become a lawyer. Howard is where she pledged her sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. And when Harris launched her first presidential campaign back in 2019, she made the formal announcement from Howard. Harris is the first vice president to have graduated from a historically black college or university, and if elected, she'll make history again. Harris has included the university in her campaign in a number of ways. She camped out at Howard for debate prep in August and has often talked about her work in the Biden administration to invest in HBCUs. Deepa Shivram, NPR News, Washington.
Biomedical researchers need to change how they use race and ethnicity in their research. That is the conclusion of a new report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. Here's NPR's Maria Godoy.
Race and ethnicity are used widely in biomedical research. That in turn influences clinical guidelines and algorithms that help determine what kind of care patients get. In the new report, the National Academy says sometimes racial and ethnic categories are used inappropriately as substitutes for factors like genetics or environmental exposures. And this can contribute to the mistaken notion that racial and ethnic groups are biologically distinct when they are not. It says this can also result in worse medical care for patients of color. The report offers recommendations for scientists, funders, and scientific publications to use race and ethnicity in a more ethical and scientifically sound way. It comes as part of a broader movement to root out bias in medicine. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Search engine company Google is continuing to prosper even as it deals with major shifts in terms of artificial intelligence. Google's parent company Alphabet today reporting stronger earnings for the July through September quarter. Alphabet's profit and revenues both rose at a brisker pace. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 91 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 30th. Autumn's evening skies offer some constellations with great names, intriguing backstories, and beautiful star patterns. And then there's Triangulum. As the name suggests, it consists of three main stars that form a triangle, an accurate, if dull, description of one of the smallest constellations. The triangle looks like a thin wedge, and there's an odd coincidence involving the stars at the base of the wedge. One of them is precisely third magnitude, while the other is precisely fourth magnitude. A lower number means a brighter star, so the third magnitude star is the brighter of the two. Both stars are easily visible from dark skywatching sites, but more difficult targets from the city. The brighter star is Beta Triangulae. It's actually a binary, two stars bound together by gravity. The system is about 125 light years from Earth. The other, Gamma Triangulae, is a little closer. The star at the tip of the wedge, Alpha Triangulae, is closer still. It's in the process of swelling up to become a giant. Perhaps the most impressive feature in Triangulum is M33, the Triangulum Galaxy. Through binoculars, it looks like a fuzzy star not far from Alpha. But that little smudge of light is a pinwheel of tens of billions of stars, 3 million light years away. Triangulum is in the east-northeast at nightfall, and this is a good time to look for it, because there's no moonlight to overpower its faint stars. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
A Gaelic Blessing by John Rutter for us here on KPR with Wayne Marshall at the piano. Happy Wednesday. I am your host, Destiny. Glad you are here. I have got a special program tonight. That first one was a hint at what is to come at around 7:14. Yes, so keep the word Gaelic in mind, and then you have to keep the title of what we are about to listen to in mind. I'm going to see if you can guess just what I'm going to play at 7:14. Your dear old host Destiny here is crazy. I know. I love to find these little tricks in programming to keep you on your toes, shall we say. So, we are about to listen to Beachcomber. So keep the word Gaelic in mind and also Beachcomber. This is by Clive Richardson right now on KPR with Frederick Fennell and the Dallas Wind Symphony.
University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, here with some important weather information tonight. We apologize for the interruption. We'll keep it brief, however. There is a severe thunderstorm warning, as you may have heard a few moments ago. A severe thunderstorm warning for several counties in the KPR listening area. Those include northern Franklin County, southern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee County, all of Douglas County and northeastern Osage County. That's a severe thunderstorm warning, which is in effect until 7:30 tonight. Earlier, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Grandville to near Overbrook to 3 miles north of Pomona Lake, and those storms moving to the east at 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts are associated with this storm, so expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Among the cities impacted, southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Baldwin City, Tecumseh, Eudora, Wellsville, Overbrook, Centropolis, Perry, Clinton, Lone Star, Vinland, Pleasant Grove, Grantville, Clinton Lake, Globe, and Berryton. This also includes the area from, if you're on the Kansas Turnpike tonight, between mile markers 182 and 205. That is a severe thunderstorm warning that's going to continue for another 20 minutes in northern Franklin County, southern Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee County, and all of Douglas County, as well as northeastern Osage County. In addition, there is a tornado watch for a good chunk of the KPR listening area, and that's continuing in effect till 10 p.m. And among the counties included in that tornado watch are Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Shawnee, Johnson, Linn County, Miami, Atchison, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte County. On the Missouri side, Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray County also included in that tornado watch. And that's, at this point, going to go until 10 o'clock tonight. Very active weather night in the KPR listening area, so keep it here on Kansas Public Radio, and we'll keep you informed about any changes in the weather as we send you back to regular programming.
The Lounge, one of our great classical music sponsors here on KPR. They offer live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, and info at greenladylounge.com. Plus, the Great Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello Sunday, 2 p.m. Get tickets. It's going to be great. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Okay, I'm going to spill the beans. On this day in 1896, Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony debuts by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yes, it's the first major work by an American female composer that receives public and journalistic acclaim. So, we opened with Gaelic Blessing, followed by Beachcomber. Haha, get the connection? Terrible joke, I know. Let's enjoy this great symphony, though. Right now, on KPR, Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony, with Naomi Yerby conducting the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, briefly interrupting our programming tonight to update you on the weather situation. There is still a severe thunderstorm warning, which is going to expire in 10 minutes. It's for northern Franklin County, southern Jefferson County, southeastern Shawnee, all of Douglas County, northeastern Osage County, and east central Kansas. And again, that's still 7:30 tonight. Severe thunderstorms moving to the east at about 45 miles per hour with some 60 mile per hour wind gusts, and damage to roofs, sidings, and trees is expected. Now, among the cities impacted by these storms, southeastern Topeka, Lawrence, Baldwin City, Tecumseh, Eudora, Wellsville, Overbrook, Perry, Clinton, Vinland, Grantville, Clinton Lake, Globe, and Barrington, among others. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning will expire in less than 10 minutes. The National Weather Service has also canceled the tornado watch for portions of the KPR listening area. Lyon, Shawnee, and Jefferson no longer included in that tornado watch. It is still in effect, however, for a number of counties, Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin County, Morris County, and Osage County, also Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Atchison, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte County. So that's the latest information we have. No other warnings other than the severe thunderstorm warning, which, as I said, expires at 7:30 tonight. We'll continue to keep you updated on the weather as the situation develops tonight here on KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, briefly interrupting our regular programming this evening to pass along some severe weather information. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of eastern Kansas and western Missouri, including eastern Wyandotte County and northern Miami County, Johnson County, all in east Kansas, also on the Missouri side, northwestern Cass, central Clay County, southwestern Ray, southeastern Platte County, and all of Jackson County in west central Missouri. That's a severe thunderstorm warning that will continue until 8 p.m. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Parkville, Missouri, to near Overland Park, to near Wellsville, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Also 60 mile per hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail with that storm. Among the locations impacted, Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Liberty, Gladstone, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, and further east to Grain Valley, Excelsior Springs, and Merriam. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning. That's for eastern Wyandotte County, northern Miami, and all of Johnson County. Those are in east Kansas, eastern Kansas, northwestern Cass, central Clay County, southwestern Ray, southeastern Platte County, and all of Jackson County. And that will continue till 8 o'clock tonight in the KPR listening area. In addition, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Clinton County, northern Clay County, and east central Platte County. Those all in west central Missouri. And that will also continue until 8 o'clock tonight. Severe thunderstorms were located over Farrowview or near the Kansas City International Airport and moving to the northeast at 35 miles an hour. And similar to the other storm, 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail associated with that storm. Just a reminder, we also have a tornado watch tonight for a good bit of the Kansas Public Radio listening area, including Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Morris County, and Osage and Shawnee County. As well, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Atchison, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte County are included in that tornado watch. That's in effect till 10 o'clock tonight. So that's the latest we have this evening as the brunt of the storm seems to be moving off to the east now. And keep it here on KPR. We'll keep you informed of any changes in the weather.
Here on KPR, Naima Yerby conducting the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in The Gaelic Symphony by Amy Beach, something that premiered on this day in 1896. She was one of the first major American female composers to receive public and journalistic acclaim. So, good for her. That's awesome. Classical music is awesome. So are waltzes. We have a little waltz coming up, also known as Petite Valse. But you know, it's also been said that little sound bites and political ads can determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, you hear more than sound bites. You hear the background and context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides the info you use to decide how to cast your ballot, and boy, is it coming up soon. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge your support for the news that you depend on. All right, let's enjoy this little waltz right now on KPR. Teresa Carreño's Petite Valse here on KPR, also known as Little Waltz, with Sakura Costa. I hope you liked it. A cute little way to end this hour. I've got some really interesting things lined up for next hour. Indeed, something about the seasons, which I kind of already did last week, but this is a little, it's really not the same thing, I promise. Oh, and then something with the harp. You know, the harp is so pretty, and our very own Cordelia Brown plays the harp, actually. The harp is an instrument that I would love to learn how to play. You know, I'm actually curious, how many of you listeners out there play instruments or played an instrument at some point in your life? And if so, which one was it? Let me know. You can reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org. You can even find me directly online at destinyviolin.com. I love hearing from you, and I love getting listener requests. Like I got from Jan a while back ago. It was Waltz Wednesday, so here and there on Wednesdays, I try to find a good waltz for you. See? I do just love hearing from all of you and hopefully programming things that you want to hear, because this is your show. This is not my show. This is definitely your show, and we want you to be happy here at Kansas Public Radio. All right, stick around. NPR News is up next at the top of the hour, and then I am right back with more music for you on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year. Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. publicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students. Welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump has been making baseless claims of large-scale election cheating in the swing state of Pennsylvania. As NPR's Hansi the Wong reports, many election watchers say the Trump campaign is laying the groundwork to question Pennsylvania's election results.
There's no evidence of large-scale levels of cheating in the swing state of Pennsylvania. There is an investigation into potentially fraudulent voter registration forms in two counties west of Philadelphia. Last week in Lancaster County, officials said they're looking into approximately 2,500 applications. And in York County, officials say they're looking into thousands. All were dropped off around Pennsylvania's deadline last week for registering to vote in this fall's election. So far, officials have not named the sources of these forms. Lancaster County election officials stressed that their ability to flag this potential fraud shows that the, quote, systems worked. Local law enforcement say they're also part of the investigations. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
Amid the usual campaign rhetoric and attention on some not-so-important issues, one theme that has emerged as being critical to voters in this current election cycle is the economy. Both candidates have put forth a range of promises, including tax cuts, help for first-time home buyers, and higher tariffs on overseas goods. Sungwon Son is an economist at Loyola Marymount University. He says it's not necessarily a slam dunk for either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump.
During the campaign they promised a lot of things, and we shouldn't expect all of them to materialize. It is not, clear that who's going to be in control of the Congress. And so Congress has to approve of many things, including taxes and spending and even tariffs.
The various economic proposals by both candidates would up the deficit by trillions of dollars. So many economists, including Sohn, think whoever wins the election will be taking over a fairly strong economy. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the latest high-profile Republican to endorse the Harris campaign. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports the former California governor and Hollywood star says he'll cast his vote for the nominee.
In a lengthy post on X, Schwarzenegger says he doesn't normally do endorsements before announcing his support for Vice President Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. Schwarzenegger says, quote, "I will always be an American before I am a Republican," and describes Trump's rejection of the results of the 2020 election as un-American. He warns another Trump term would leave the nation, quote, "angrier, more divided, and more hateful." The former bodybuilder and actor served as California's governor from 2003 to 2011. Schwarzenegger joins a growing list of Republicans, including former members of Congress, military leaders, and Trump administration officials who are publicly backing Harris. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today as investors await some key earnings numbers and the Friday jobs report. The Dow was down 91 points. The Nasdaq fell 104 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is Kansas Public Radio once again, here with some important weather information to pass along to you on this stormy Wednesday evening. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for some additional counties. All of these are in western Missouri, southeastern Ray, Lafayette County, but of most interest to KPR listeners, most likely northeastern Jackson County and northeastern Johnson County. That'll be in effect for a little over a half an hour, expiring at 8:45 tonight. Just a couple of minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located over Lake Topowingo or over Blue Springs and moving east at 40 miles an hour. The 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail still associated with this storm. Hail damage to vehicles is expected, and persons in these areas should expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Among the locations impacted by this latest severe thunderstorm warning, Kansas City, Independence, Lee's Summit, Blue Springs, Grain Valley, Oak Grove, Odessa, Higginsville, Lexington, Sugar Creek, Wellington, Lake Lotawanna, Topowingo, Alma, Mayview, and Quarter, among others. Also, Interstate 70 in Missouri between mile markers 11 and 61, and Interstate 470 between mile markers 9 and 16. That's a severe thunderstorm warning for counties in extreme western Missouri, southeastern Ray, Lafayette County, northeastern Jackson, northeastern Johnson County for another half hour. That'll expire at 8:45 tonight. In the meantime, a couple of counties have been dropped from the tornado watch: Douglas County and Osage County, including the cities of Burlingame, Carbondale, Lawrence, Linden, Osage City, and Overbrook. Those areas have been dropped from the tornado watch, which still remains in effect for a number of counties tonight in west central Missouri: Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray County. That tornado watch continues till 10 p.m. But good news for folks in Douglas and Osage County. You're out of that tornado danger for tonight, it would appear. Storms continuing around the KPR listing area, and we will keep you informed as we get that information from the National Weather Service. And we return you now to regular programming. Kansas Public Radio once again here with a weather update on this stormy Wednesday night in the KPR listening area. And a reminder, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for counties in the KPR listening area, including northeastern Jackson County and northeastern Johnson County in west central Missouri. Also southeastern Ray and Lafayette County, also in west central Missouri. That'll continue till 8:45 tonight in the KPR listening area. Also, a severe, or rather, a tornado watch remains in effect for portions of the KPR listening area till 10 o'clock tonight. Anderson, Coffee, Franklin, Morris County, and Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray County on the Missouri side. That's in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. Much of the weather, the severe weather anyway, has moved east well out of the KPR listening area, but we will continue to keep you updated when situation changes. This is Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, returning you to regular programming.
Premiering on this day in 1944 by Aaron Copland here on KPR, Appalachian Spring, indeed. I love that music. It's definitely not spring. We'll hear from Autumn in a moment, but first you're going to hear from me, your dear old host, Destiny. I am so glad you're here with me this hour. I was thinking maybe we could invoke some angels since it's about to be Halloween. So we're going to hear from the Passion of the Angels at around 8:35 just to get us, I don't know, get a halo around us before all the spooky spirits come out tomorrow for any of you that are superstitious out there. Speaking of angels, let's talk about Christmas. It's never too soon to talk about Christmas. And Saturday night, December 14th, is KPR's Big Band Christmas at Liberty Hall. Casey Jazz Orchestra is going to be there with some big hits and Christmas faves. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Well, like I said, autumn is about to grace us with its presence. I mean, it already has outside, but here we go on the radio right now on KPR. Ooh, how nice here on KPR. Autumn Leaves by the King Singers. So good to hear some vocal music now and then. I hope you enjoyed it. Some special halos coming up for all of us in just a minute. But first, guess what the Topeka Symphony is doing? They are presenting Putting on the Ritz, their Grace of Orders for Classical Music on KPR. It is Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday. Get your tickets at topekasymphony.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And now for something soothing and lovely, I would say. Very dramatic, though, as well, The Passion of the Angels by Mozetic, but the harp naturally just has such a soothing quality to it. So this is actually two harps performing. Indeed it is, and it's from the Sunflower Music Festival. It's with Aaron Wood and Rita Costanzi. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR, a 1995 harp concerto by Mozetic, The Passion of the Angels.
Thank you.
Wow, the audience really, really loved that. That was a live performance here on KPR. Mozetic and His Passion of the Angels, a 1995 harp concerto. The Sunflower Music Festival featuring Aaron Wood and Rita Costanzi on harp. I love the harp. It's one of the instruments I wish I could play. Ooh, I had a question for you all last hour. If you have ever played any instruments, I have another question, actually. If you haven't, or I suppose even if you have, what is an instrument that you wish you knew how to play? I play the violin. I wish I could play the cello, but honestly, I really, really love the harp. It's just so beautiful. I can kind of play the piano pretty badly, though, so I don't even count that. I don't even try. But a harp, that would be fun. Let me know. I'm curious to hear from all of you. You can reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org or me directly online. My website is destinyviolin.com, and there's a contact form there. I'm a real person. I actually respond if you write me. And you can also let me know what some of your requests are. Yes. I can't believe Halloween is upon us tomorrow night. It's crazy. At 7 during Classics Live, they are going to air my Halloween show from last year's Live Day. So that might be a fun listen for those of you who missed it. And then it's Tango Thursday with yours truly. I'll see you soon. Right now on KPR, it's NPR News up next and then Jazz in the Night.
We are in the final stretch of this historic election season. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are making their last big push before it all comes to a head on November 5th. I'm Scott Detrow. Join us for live special coverage of Election Night 2024 from NPR News. We will bring you the latest as the polls close and the vote totals roll in, with the context and analysis you need to stay informed.
Election night coverage is Tuesday night at 7, right here on KPR. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information can be found at greenladylounge.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the clock ticks down to Election Day, campaigning by the respective presidential candidates is ramping up. Vice President Kamala Harris made her pitch in Raleigh, North Carolina, before moving on to Harrisburg in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania.
So I'm visiting with you this afternoon because we need you to vote, Pennsylvania. We need you to vote. Because we have just 6 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
Harris wrapping up her campaign day in Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, traveled to Green Bay, Wisconsin, where he climbed into the cab of a Trump-branded garbage truck, doubling down on references to garbage that neither side seems ready to move on from. Here's NPR's Frank Ordonez.
Former President Donald Trump walked off his plane, put on an orange reflective vest, and hopped into the passenger seat of the truck, which is painted with a Trump campaign logo and Trump flag.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He kept the reflective vest on during his Green Bay rally. In the meantime, the White House spent much of the day trying to clarify a remark made by President Biden, seemingly referring to Trump supporters as, quote, garbage. Biden says he was calling out those who, quote, demonize Latinos after a comedian performing at Trump's New York City rally referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
A judge has moved up a hearing in a lawsuit filed against billionaire Elon Musk's Political Action Committee in connection with his $1 million a day giveaway to voters in key swing states. Pennsylvania judge also ordering Musk and all parties involved to attend the hearing on Friday. Philadelphia's DA claims the PAC is running what he termed an illegal lottery. Health authorities say the culprit in a serious E. coli outbreak is fresh slivered onions. As NPR's Ping Wong reports, the onions caused a multi-state outbreak among diners at McDonald's.
At least 90 people have gotten sick and one person has died in an E. coli outbreak that originated in Colorado and spans 13 states. Federal health authorities say they've traced the problem to slivered onions sourced from a large produce supplier called Taylor Farms. The onions were processed in Colorado and sent out to 900 McDonald's restaurants, mostly in the West and Midwest. The onions were mostly used on quarter-pounder hamburgers. McDonald's stopped serving the burger in several states during the investigation. Now, they say it's coming back this week, but without the onions in some places. Health authorities say the risk to the public is now very low, as the slivered onions have been removed from McDonald's supply chain and no other ingredients have been implicated. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 91 points. The Nasdaq was down 104 points. This is NPR. The Archbishop of Cincinnati is cutting ties between the Archdiocese of nearly half a million Catholics and the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio. Member station WVXU, Tana Weingartner reports the announcement is sending ripples through the scouting community.
Cincinnati Archbishop Dennis Schnur says the Girl Scouts have contributed to, quote, normalizing a sexual and gender ideology contrary to the Catholic understanding. Troops housed in parishes across western and southwestern Ohio have until the end of next year to disband, relocate, or become American Heritage Girls. Laura Smith leads two troops at her suburban Catholic parish and calls the announcement disappointing.
And as someone who sought out to have my girls participate in a troop that was based at a church and to be told that they don't want us is just, it's sad.
In a statement, Girl Scouts of Western Ohio says it will continue to welcome and work with all girls. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
It may not be as exciting a find to say uncovering a T-Rex or mastodon, but scientists say they've discovered the oldest known fossil of a tadpole in Argentina. They say the tadpole wriggled around some 160 million years ago. Researchers know frogs were actually hopping around before that, 217 million years ago, but how and when tadpoles evolved into frogs still is not clear. The research was published in the journal Nature. Crude oil futures prices rebounded today after the latest data showing inventories falling. Oil up $1.40 a barrel to $68.61 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you'll tumble. Oh, keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring, 'cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring, 'cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. side. Lock your dreams at night, it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring, rub when church bells ring, cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened.
That's Michael Mayo singing It Could Happen to You, opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio, from his new album called Fly with Shy Maestro at the piano, bassist Linda May Hano and drummer Nate Smith. It's Wednesday night. It's the 9 o'clock hour. It's our weekly new release, Spotlight Hour. And coming up a little bit later, we'll be hearing the new one from pianist Miki Yamanaka, the new one from a terrific young alto saxophonist Sarah Hanahan. And up next, the new one from trumpeter Eric Jacobson. It's called Heading Home, as we bring you two tracks each from four of the best new albums of jazz. Eric Jacobson's album has Jeff Bradfield on tenor sax, Bruce Barthinus, Carol George flutist, piano, bass, and drums. The album called Heading Home, and this tune by Eric Jacobson called Manti Time on KPR. trumpeter Eric Jacobson on KPR his tune Manti Time, which he wrote to honor someone who's been called the godfather of the Milwaukee jazz scene, the 91-year-old guitarist by the name of Manti Ellis, quite revered in Milwaukee. Eric Jacobson, out of Milwaukee, the trumpeter Jeff Bradfield, tenor sax, Bruce Barth, piano, a couple of mainstays in Chicago jazz scene, Dennis Carroll and George Flutis on bass and drums, the album Heading Home from trumpeter Eric Jacobson. More from that later this hour on our weekly new release Spotlight Hour on KPR. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling that old car, truck, or motorcycle? Well, donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up. Proceeds from the sale will fund our programs. You'll get paperwork for your taxes. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's pianist Miki Yamanaka. Her new album is called Chance, and Miki's previous albums have focused on her original material. But on this album, she does a number of standards, jazz tunes by the likes of George Cable, some Thelonious Monk, and Fats Waller. And in this particular case by Bobby Hutcherson, it's Bobby Hutcherson's piece called Herzog. Miki Yamanaka at the piano, Tyrone Allen bass, Jimmy McBride drums here on Kansas Public Radio. pianist Miki Naminaka and a piece by the late great vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson called Herzog here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Miki's new album on Cellar Records called Chance. She's got Tyrone Allen playing bass and drummer Jimmy McBride. More from this one later this hour on our weekly new release Spotlight Hour on KPR's Jazz in the Night. With the fourth of the four albums, we're featuring up next from alto saxophonist Sarah Hanahan. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. I got to see Sarah Hanahan as part of the Joe Farnsworth Quartet in Chicago this past summer. It absolutely blew me away, blew away really the entire audience. The alto saxophonist's debut album now out called Among Giants, and she has Mark Carey playing piano, her great mentor Nat Reeves on bass, Jeff Tane Watts on drums, and this is music by Fruity Grofe from his Grand Canyon suite. It's On the Trail, Sarah Hanahan style on KPR. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Sarah Hanahan with Groffé's On the Trail here on KPR. It's from her debut album. The new one is called Sarah Hanahan Among Giants. She has Mark Carey playing me a piano. Nat Reeves has been a great mentor to Sarah. Nat Reeves playing bass, and the drummer, Jeff Tane Watts. More from this later this hour as our weekly new release Spotlight Hour continues. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night, and thank you so much for being here with me. We'll be getting to the second tune from the trumpeter Eric Jacobson's new album in just a few minutes after we hear another from singer Michael Mayo. You know, every day you listen to KPR, you hear the difference. Your in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and great music. You know what? That's made possible by listeners like you, as more than 84% of our operating budget comes from private support. It's a great time to invest in KPR and the news that matters and the music you love at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support, making Jazz in the Night and everything on KPR possible. Well, a few years ago, I'm thinking, gosh, 7, 8 years maybe, I got to sitting in Small's Jazz Club in New York City in Greenwich Village. And I don't remember if it was invited up by somebody on their regular gigs or further in a jam session, but I got to hear this next singer sing a couple of songs. He was asked up to stage, and I was blown away. I never heard of him. His name was Michael Mayo. I made sure to meet him, and I thought, I'm going to be watching out for this guy. Well, he's got a new album out now. It might not be his first, but it's the first I've seen. It's called Fly. This is Michael Mayo's version of Just Friends here on KPR.
Lovers no more, just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried. Suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Did it,
Michael Mayo with Just Friends here on KPR with the lead vocal. Also recorded the background vocals on that. Shai Maestro playing piano. Linda May Han Oh on bass and Nate Smith on drums. The new album is called Fly. Michael Mayo here on KPR's weekly new release spotlight hour on Jazz in the Night with more from Eric Jacobson up next. And after that, another from pianist Miki Yamanaka's new one. Eric Jacobson's new album is called Heading Home. He's a mainstay of the Milwaukee and Chicago jazz scenes, and we're going to hear the title track to this new album, Heading Home. Trumpeter Eric Jacobson on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
trumpeter Eric Jacobson and his tune, Heading Home, here on KPR. He's got the New York-based pianist Bruce Barth in the band, along with some folks from Chicago jazz scene. Jeff Bradfield playing tenor sax, Dennis Carroll on bass, and George Flutis on drums. Our new release Spotlight Hour, continuing with pianist Miki Yamanaka up next, followed up by alto saxophonist Sarah Hanahan from her debut album called Sarah Hanahan Among Giants. Support for jazz in the night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Burt Nash Center, reminding listeners that it's okay to not be okay. Information about taking the first step to address stress, anxiety, and depression is at 785-843-9192 or burtnash.org. Miki Yamanaka's new album is called Chance, with Tyrone Allen on bass and Jimmy McBride on drums. I've had the chance to see Miki at least a couple of times at Smalls in New York City, and since then also on their live streams. Really fine player, and her previous recordings focused on her original material, but this time she plays tunes by other folks, including the late great pianist Kenny Kirkland. His tune Chance, here from Miki Yamanaka on KPR. pianist Miki Yamanaka on Kansas Public Radio, a piece written by the late pianist Kenny Kirkland, who we lost far too young. I got to see Kenny once in a club in Kansas City that no longer exists, and I don't remember the name of it, but I do remember it was the Kenny Garrett Quartet, and Kenny Kirkland was playing piano, and whoa, boy, what a great, great player. And again, we lost him way too young. That's his piece, Chance, as done by Miki Yamanaka on her new album called Chance, title track, bassist Tyrone Allen, drummer Jimmy McBride with Miki Yamanaka. And Sarah Hanahan up next, as we have one more in our weekly new release spotlight hour for you. Do you own a business and value the programs on Kansas Public Radio? Well, your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's Sarah Hanahan, her debut album on the Blue Engine label, which is the label that Jazz at Lincoln Center got going a few years ago. She's joined on this one by Mark Carey at the piano, Nat Reeves and Jeff Tane Watts bass and drums. On this track as well, percussionist Bobby Allende. It's a Sarah Hanahan composition called We Bop here on KPR. Sarah Hanahan and her tune Weebop on KPR's Jazz in the Night, her new album, Sarah Hanahan Among Giants, with Mark Carey as the pianist there. Bassist Nat Reeves, drummer Jeff Tainwatts, and percussion from Bobby Allende. Sarah Hanahan here on Kansas Public Radio.
Late nights at the Green Lady Lounge, you'll often find the funky jazz of the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us this week for the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We are in the final stretch of this historic election season. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are making their last big push before it all comes to a head on November 5th. I'm Scott Detrow. Join us for live special coverage of Election Night 2024 from NPR News. We will bring you the latest as the polls close and the vote totals roll in, with the context and analysis you need to stay informed.
Join us Election Night for election coverage on a national level from NPR and on a state level from Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker.